This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On paper, anyway, baseball is the American pastime. But if we're looking just at television ratings, which can be read to mean, among other things, money and cultural impact, it is far and away football that Americans are tuning into. Of the 20 most watched television broadcasts of 2023, 19 of them were football games. At the same time, though, participation in youth football, that is, kids signing up to actually play the game, is having a very different moment. After tackle football made headlines in the 2010s for concussions and other brain injuries, not a few parents started saying they will just pass. Dave Scheinert did some diving into the data for the Washington Post in a series the paper's doing called The Divided States of Football. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Could you do a little compare and contrast, a little before and after with Pop Warner / Little League football participation before CTE and concussions became a thing and now these days?
Yeah, basically participation in youth and high school football has dropped almost every year since the CTE crisis arrived. So we're talking 12, 13 years now. Mm-hmm. And basically high school participation and youth football participation are both down in the vicinity of 10 to 15% in that time. So in terms of high school football players, we're talking about perhaps 100,000 fewer players now than there were 12, 15 years ago.
And we should say, and this is kind of the point of the series that that you and the Post are doing, it is uneven nationally, right? That's not uniform across the board in every state.
Yeah, that's what we found. So the 15% figure is you know, across the country, mm-hmm. but there are certain states, certain regions, certain pockets, and most importantly, certain demographics where participation has fallen at a much steeper rate.
List out a couple of them for me.
Honestly, the most fascinating one to me was in terms of conservative and liberal split or a political divide. It's obviously not as quantifiable as some of the other demographics because, you know, the kids who play those sports are not being asked to identify right. as that. But we're fortunate enough at the Post to have a fantastic polling department of our own. And they had done a poll in 2012 that asked participants their views on tackle football for kids. You know, back in 2012, the divide between conservatives and liberals was pretty small. It was something like 65% of conservatives recommended football mm-hmm. for kids and 61% of liberals. Don't hold me to those numbers, yeah, but it was yeah. something like that. And in 2023, that gap had widened to 75% of conservatives would recommend football and only 44% of liberals. So the gap went from, you know, 5 or 7 percentage points to right. up to 30 plus.
Politics is everywhere, man. So look, the business analogy here is that football has a supply chain problem, right?
Yeah. Well, they would have if not for the sort of marketing strategy of sorts by the NFL to embrace flag football. So right. you create an alternate pipeline. You also expand your footprint among girls and women
right.
Into the sport that way. And even if they don't translate or graduate, I suppose, up to tackle football when they age out of flag, you've created, you know, a pipeline of athletes, but also a pipeline of fans.
We should be clear here. It's not like I don't even know what Super Bowl number we're on, 55, 56. I don't even know. But Super Bowl 75, when we get there, is not going to be a flag football game, right? That's not what you're saying.
You know, I don't think so, no. But I will say that the NFL very pointedly has been saying for some time now that the future of football is flag. And that's a direct quote from Troy Vincent, who is the executive vice president, I believe, of football operations for the NFL. So they are in some ways setting the stage, I suppose, for somewhere way, way, way down the line, yeah. a transfer to flag football as the base model.
I mean, you got to innovate, right? And football is, if nothing else, in fact, mostly, it's a business.
That's exactly right. The fall off in participation in tackle football, that was considered to be somewhat of an existential crisis for the game. And flag football, you know, honestly, it's a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. The critical thing, of course, is going to be transferring those kids out of flag and into tackle when they age up. And we don't have enough data at this point to know how that's going.
Dave Scheinen at the Washington Post, the paper's series on football and the changes that are coming to it is called Divided States of Football. Dave, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.